The Contribution of In-Situ and Ex-Situ Star Formation in Early Type Galaxies, Manga vs. Illustris TNG, by Carlo Canarozzo et al. We compare stellar mass surface density, metallicity, age, and line-of-sight velocity dispersion profiles in massive, M asterisk is greater than or equal to 10 carat 10.5 M Sun, present-day early-type galaxies, ETGs, from the manga survey with simulated galaxies from the TNG 100 simulation of the Illustris TNG suite. We find an excellent agreement between the stellar mass surface density profiles of manga and TNG 100 ETGs, both in shape and normalization. Moreover, TNG 100 reproduces the shapes of the profiles of stellar metallicity and age, as well as the normalization of velocity dispersion distributions of manga ETGs. We generally also find good agreement when comparing the stellar profiles of central and satellite galaxies between manga and TNG 100. An exception is the velocity dispersion profiles of very massive, M asterisk is greater than or equal to 10 carat 11.5 M Sun, central galaxies, which, on average, are significantly higher in TNG 100 than in manga, approximately equals 50 km S1. We study the radial profiles of in-situ and ex-situ stars in TNG 100 and discuss the extent to which each population contributes to the observed manga profiles. Our analysis lends significant support to the idea that high mass, M asterisk is greater than or equal to 10 carat 11 M Sun, ETGs in the present-day universe are the result of a merger-driven evolution marked by major mergers that tend to homogenize the stellar populations of the progenitors in the merger remnant. This was the contribution of in-situ and ex-situ star formation in early-type galaxies, Manga vs. Illustris TNG, by Carlo Canarozzo et al.